WJR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Biden says he's staying in the presidential race despite calls for him to step aside. CBS's Bradley Blackburn reports.
Top House Democrats will hold a virtual call to discuss Biden's candidacy after a fifth House member called for the president to step aside. Congresswoman Angie Craig of Minnesota saying she does not believe the president can effectively campaign against Donald Trump.
In France, party leaders are trying to block the far right from winning more seats in the second round of parliamentary elections.
People on the left are having to vote for the center if they want to keep out the far right. People on the center having to vote for the left, and that often means the far left in order to keep the far right out if that's what they want. Families are split because people are voting for the far right for the first time, and other family members are saying, how can you do that?
The BBC's Hugh Schofield. A hurricane warning has been declared for part of the Texas Gulf Coast as Beryl bears down in that direction. Some cities have begun voluntary evacuations. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Climate change is making many Wisconsinites think about renewable energy. As Mike Moen reports, while people still want non-fossil fuels, there are shifts in what they want that to look like.
The Pew Research Center is out with a new public opinion report on energy choices. 63% of those surveyed support the U.S. taking steps to become carbon neutral by 2050. But support for expanding wind and solar development has gone down from well past 80% to around 75%. Dr. Kieran Gallagher of the group Clean Wisconsin feels it's important to remind residents that climate change is happening at their doorstep.
We can point to the drought that affected our farmers last summer, and then in stark comparison, the intense rain and flooding events we've been experiencing this spring and summer.
She mentions last summer's smoky air from Canadian wildfires as another example. Advocates say these events might help convince the public to regain confidence in renewables as policymakers try to limit climate disasters. Grid operators warn that as more coal plants and other fossil sources come offline to meet clean energy goals, reliability issues might surface in the short term as energy demand soars. But Gallagher says it doesn't mean wind and solar are failing to keep the lights on.
These last few winters, the energy source that has failed is gas power plants. Solar and wind in some of the recent storms have outperformed more than they expected.
The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission points out that in a 2022 winter storm that impacted parts of the Midwest, 90% of prolonged outages were linked to fossil sources. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Brewers trying to break a losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers cannot get it done last night, scoring too little too late in a 5-3 loss to the Dodgers in Los Angeles. Dodgers' Will Smith with another home run after hitting three Friday night. Pat Murphy telling reporters before the game of a growing concern about the bullpen with relief pitchers like Elvis Peguero, Yoel Piamps needing a break. The Brewers trying to avoid being swept today by LA. A 4-game losing streak would be their longest of the season so far. NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo leading team Greece to a 96-68 win over Slovenia. Greece now just one game away from qualifying for the Olympics. More rumors that the Bucks are shopping 36-year-old center Brook Lopez on the trade market. Lopez says he feels he still plays a unique role in Doc Rivers' game plan.
You know, you just got to be ready, be prepared. We got a ton of different shooters, but, you know, it's a pretty atypical position for a 4 or 5 to be in, even in this modern-day league.
That's the Bucks' Brook Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For your Sunday, we'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine and a chance of showers and storms out there. South winds and highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, more showers and storms to contend with. We'll have mostly cloudy skies, lows in the lower to middle 60s. Right now, it's 64.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up in the show, we'll talk to the Humane Handling Institute about different ways to raise and slaughter our animals. Interesting discussion. Hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The music of the stars is on the air, and away we go. It's Doc Severinsen's birthday. Born in 1915, July the 7th. Sorensen, well, Elkhorn, Bill Getson, trumpet. What a guy. That theme, by the way, Paul Anka, that's not the first time it was used. Welcome to the Music of the Stars in July. Saturday before it was Johnny's theme. It was Tutti Camerata from the Walt Disney Company. Yeah, Paul Anka wrote it, all right, sure. Lyric somewhere too. Here's Josh Jern, the jazz orchestra. We're on the air till high noon, Monday through Friday. Timeless hits, local news back on WRJN. Tell a friend. You gotta love summer. Come on, admit it. All you autumn fanciers. Live music, free concerts. Kenosha Pops Wednesday night, Racine Concert Band. This is their 102nd year. Free concerts Sunday nights. All the way through middle of August at the band show at the Racine Zoo. Bring your blankets, lawn chairs. Starts at 7:30. But then with the days shortening, oh my, I've depressed everybody now. Truth of it is, 7 o'clock in August. And guess who hosts? WRJN's own Don Rosa. All evening long. The music of the stars. Josh Jern Jazz Orchestra. Midnight Stroll, and the tune With the Best Intentions, Josh wrote that. Josh Lava on piano. Casey Fitzpatrick, tenor sax. Paul Anka. Yeah, it's got lyrics. Howard Keel. Gillespie, Illinois, his real name, Harold Keel. Somebody told me he spelled his name differently, that his real name is spelled L-E-E-K, but I can't find it anywhere. Well, I found Orson Welles.
I'd like to talk to you tonight about a great lady. And she was just that, a very great lady, and a celebrity, which is something else, of course. A toast of society. On top of that, she was a suffragette, a sort of great-grandmother of woman's lib, and one of the finest singers in this country. Her name was Miss Julia Ward Howe. Here she is in the happy autumn of her brilliant life. Now, Miss Julia was born before photography was invented, and though there were cameras by the time Miss Julia had grown up to be beautiful, and she was, you know, very beautiful, if there is a photo made of her back in her youthful days as a breaker of hearts, I haven't been able to find it. Never mind. After all this time, we still remember her with so much affection. Because of some words she wrote for a song. I don't think there's any argument that it's the greatest song ever to come out of America, and hers are the greatest lyrics. The music started well ahead of the words. It started in church and then moved out into the battlefield. It began as a hymn and grew to be the most heart-quickening marching song in all history. It's quite a story. Before the Civil War, there was an old man named Brown. Tried to start a civil war all on his own. An angry old man who reckoned it wasn't enough just to say that slavery was wrong. Something had to be done about it. Slaves had to be set free. So he and his sons and a few other people picked up their guns and tried to do just that. It didn't work, of course. Nobody was freed. Old Mr. Brown was caught and tried for treason and hanged. He was either a martyred hero or a bloodthirsty villain, depending on your viewpoint. It's an argument that's still going on. You can dispose of me, he said, standing on the scaffold. You can dispose of me very easily. This other matter has not been disposed of. This Negro question, I mean. The end of that is not yet. They buried him. Not so long afterwards, that crazy private battle of his broke out so publicly that it all but broke our nation in two. It very nearly destroyed us. And early on in that terrible civil war of ours, a few soldiers picked up that half-forgotten hymn tune and improvised some words, and pretty soon an army was marching to it. Maybe what old Brown had done in life was unlawful, but the spirit moving him was freedom. A spirit in our land we like to think can never die. And that's the sense of what the soldiers were singing. John Brown's body lies a-moldering in the grave, but his soul goes marching on. Carried the whole Union army into battle. Well, Miss Howe was the lady who made it the battle hymn of the Republic. The whole Republic. A nation, as Miss Howe's great admirer, Mr. Lincoln, so greatly put it. Dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Her song was for all of us to sing. And all of us to live by. She'd had a sleepless night. This happened in Washington, the old Willard Hotel, and somehow just before dawn, those words all came to her all at once, as though some other hand had written them and passed them on to her. So Miss Julia Howe got up out of her hotel bed and found, as she said later, an old stub of a pen, and as daybreak lightened over a sleeping city, sat down at the window and got it all written out before the sun had reached the paper. Those words of hers still help to bind and hold us. A song not for half a nation to march to, but for a whole people to stand up and sing together. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea. With a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free. While God is marching on.
Kenosha's favorite son, Orson Welles. Howard Keel.
You who have dreams, if you act, they will come true. To turn your dreams to a fact, it's up to you. If you have the soul and the spirit, never fear it, you'll see it through. Thought can inspire other hearts with a fire for the strong open. The men who are stout-hearted men will fight for the right they adore. Start me with men who are stout-hearted men, and soon give you 10,000 more.
Sigmund Romberg.
You who have dreams, if you act, they will come true. To turn your dreams to a fact, it's up to you. If you have the soul and the spirit, never fear it, you'll see it through. Hearts can inspire other hearts with their fire, for the strong obey when a strong man shows them the way. Obey when a strong man shows them. Fight for the right they adore. Start me with 10 who are stout hearted men, and I'll soon give you 10,000 more. Shoulder to shoulder, the fall. There's nothing in the world can halt or mar a plan.
Streisand. from the New Moon Broadway. It's the music of the stars.
Some men who are stout-hearted men who will fight for the right they adore. Start me with 10 who are stout-hearted men, and I'll soon give you 10,000 more. Shoulder to shoulder and bolder and bolder, they grow as they go to the fore.
Moving out. All units on the company street. All nurses will board assigned planes, CBs to carrier 6. Move out!
From South Pacific, here's Joe Stafford on the music of the stars.
Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across. bedroom, and somehow you know.
Is that the new American song?
Oh, well, it's an American type song. We were kind of putting in our own words.
In your American songs, one is either desirous to get rid of one's lover or one weeps for a man one cannot have. I like a song that says, I love you and you love me. And isn't that fine?
Yes, that's fine.
Nelly, would you come to my home for dinner next Friday?
Oh, I don't think I'll be able to come, Emil.
Oh, this is for all my friends to meet you, and more important, for you to meet them. I want you to know more about me, how I live and think.
To know more about you?
How do you know?
Santo Domingo. This is one of the strangest movies you'll ever see. 1968. It was a major flop. And now it's a cult favorite. Marvin Hamlisch. The Swimmer. Marvin Hamlisch's first movie score, 1968. A strange picture, a horror movie, really, without ghosts. But are there? It's from a short story in The New Yorker. Great movie for summer with a shocking ending. The Swimmer. summer 1968, it was such a confused picture at first that Columbia Studios had to print up a sheet with an explanation of what the movie's all about. I want to tell you a little bit about Bob Osborne, who's quite a, he was an actor in his early years and a commentator for Turner Classic Movies. Here he is.
The next movie, Gilbert, is actually Jocelyn Forrest, is a actually grim and quite emotional drama from Columbia Pictures in 1968, starring Burt Lancaster and called The Swimmer. Now, this is really an unusual choice for you, from my standpoint. Why did you pick it?
This was a movie I was just watching TV late at night years ago. And it's one of those, like, treats that you get. Like, this, I never heard of this before then. And it's one of those weird movies, those little movies that they used to make late 60s through the 70s, that it seems like they forgot how to make nowadays.
Right.
And it would never make it to a theater nowadays.
Right.
It's based on a John Cheever story, and I never read the story. I'm just showing off by telling you who wrote it. And then it was adopted by Frank and Eleanor Perry for the screen. And Burt Lancaster, it's about the American dream, basically, one of those movies. And Burt Lancaster plays a guy who just appears all of a sudden, and then he's looking, and he realizes that every one of his friends has a swimming pool. And he thinks that he can swim, it forms a river, all these pools, and he can literally swim home. Using all these pools, which already that had me hooked.
So unusual and so well done.
Yeah, and it was a great score by Marvin Hamlisch,
mm-hmm.
Who was like 24 at the time.
Right.
I'll be on my way. I'm swimming home.
You're swimming home?
I figured out there's a river of pools all the way to my house.
Crazy idea.
I think it's a brilliant idea. Well, what are you doing it for? Why do you want to do it? I think it's very original. I mean, I think it's an adventure.
Come with me.
Bet you never knew I had a big crush on you.
You did?
I was mad about you. Out of my head.
Come with me.
Ned, please don't. Please leave me alone.
We made love together in this pool. And you loved it, remember?
I lied.
You loved it, Shirley.
I didn't.
You loved it. God, what a beautiful feeling. We could have swum around the world in those days.
That was before we ever touched a drink or a cigarette.
Or a girl.
Or a girl.
That doesn't sap a man's strength.
Or I'd be in a wheelchair today.
Peggy. Ned Merrill, still bragging. I never heard anyone talk like you.
Come with me. Be my love.
That I've heard before.
Not from me.
You're no different than any other guy.
Oh, but I am. I'm a very special human being.
There you were, smiling, saying hello. 1 hour before that, you'd been in bed with me. I put that smile on your face, you damned hypocrite.
Join us on Facebook, The Music of the Stars. But first, watch The Swimmer, 1968, and let me know. Oh, a little trivia. Burt Reynolds didn't know how to swim. Took him months to take swimming lessons from an instructor at Yale University. The Music of the Stars, stand by for news and weather. Right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's hard to watch The Swimmer without thinking of ourselves.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.